Hi, and welcome to my video podcast. Life is supposed to be a fun game because that is exactly how life is supposed to be and can be as soon as you stop taking life so freaking seriously and giving up the futile, impossible task of trying to alter the people and the conditions around you so that you can finally be happy and instead just be happy and have fun, regardless of the conditions in your life and on planet Earth. Happiness, joy, fun, and play are the keys to your liberation. Hard work and struggle and proving your worth, etc., are not the pathway to joy and fun or anything you want. They are only the pathway to more struggle and more pain and more conflict. A happy result only comes from a happy journey. And in this video podcast, I show you how to make every day a happy, joyful, playful adventure. So enjoy my video and podcast. Life is supposed to be a fun game. Hi, my name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people, fun-minded people, abundant-minded people achieve a positive mindset to propel your life to unlimited heights of success, to achieve the happiness, the prosperity, the freedom, the wealth, whatever you want that you desire to have in your life. In my videos, podcasts, articles, and books available on my website at zakiron.com. I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, and relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract yourself the health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. And there will be a link in this post for free goodies, and there's always lots of free goodies on my websites. All right, so here we go. Life is supposed to be a fun game. Life is supposed to be a joyful adventure. And you are meant to win at this game because it is your game and you make the rules of your game. Your life is supposed to be a fun adventure. It is supposed to be a fun game that you always win and always have fun playing. You're even meant to enjoy the even more dramatic aspects of the game, and you can and will enjoy the drama if you can shift your reality just a little bit and you start having fun down here on planet Earth with this game of creation and stop making life a serious, traumatic, never-ending conflict of control and power and stop trying to prove your worth to some judgmental overlord of a quote God and stop trying to earn or beg or learn your way into heaven and start making your life heavenly now by just being happy regardless of conditions. And that is the best part of this game and the only part of the game that you have any control over, the only creative control you have. And it is an extremely powerful control, is your ability to make yourself happy regardless of conditions. Most people try to control conditions to make themselves happy. They try to control and change other people or systems or governments, or even try to change themselves to make other people happy in order for them to be happy. But that is no fun at all and relatively impossible. So why continue trying to accomplish futile actions that are no fun? That makes absolutely no sense. The key to having fun down here on planet Earth in your human body is to give up your cracked notions that you are helpless, powerless, sinful, unworthy victim here to prove your worth to God or other people. Is that any fun? I don't think so. Is it fun to play the game of helpless, powerless victim? No, of course not. So why are you continuing to play those stupid games? Is it fun to play the game of unworthy, wretched sinner here to prove your worthiness and your allegiance and your worship to a vengeful, petty, insecure God? No, bloody course not. So why continue playing that sucky game? That's no fun at all. Being an immortal spirit in a human body is supposed to be fun. And that's what you are. Being a specific gender or non-specific gender is supposed to be fun. Sex is supposed to be fun. Creation is supposed to be fun. Relationships are supposed to be fun. Money is supposed to be fun. Sensuality is supposed to be fun. Nature is supposed to be fun. Desire is supposed to be fun. Creating what you want is supposed to be fun. Creating your dreams in a physical reality is supposed to be fun. Diversity, everybody being completely different and having a mind of their own and thinking a completely unique way, is supposed to be fun, and it can be and should be. And everything is supposed to be a game, and it really is a game, and that is why you are here on Earth in the first place. You're here to play. You're here to have fun. The purpose of life is joy and fun, and having fun creates your desires into physical reality. Not the other way around. You don't create your goodies so that you can have fun. You have fun so that you can create the goodies. So creation is a game, and creating whatever you want is the game you are here to play. And creating whatever you want is a game, like money and wealth and freedom and relationships, etc. None of these things are supposed to be hard. Neither of these things are supposed to be traumatic and difficult and full of conflict. Yet most people make money and relationships and spirituality and health, etc., so hard and so dramatic and so traumatic, and something that you have to do that you don't want to do, etc. People make most things in life a chore, a mandate, a command, an order, rather than something fun and adventurous to do. Every aspect of life and creation should be and can be a joyful, fun adventure if you can just make a few tweaks in your consciousness. And the biggest tweak you need to make is to start looking for things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. Things that are fun to do, things that are fun to look at, things that are fun to talk about, etc. And just focus on them. Look for the gold in life. Look for things that make you happy and train yourself to be happy regardless of conditions. Train yourself with daily practice by always looking for the gold in yourself and other people and other situations, and with daily meditation and affirmations and daily visualizations. And you can find all the immense training all that in my Daily Success Rituals series. And with that daily preparation, by pre-paving your way every day, getting focused on what you want, you start every day in joy and live your day in joy because you're focusing on what you want, and what you want makes you happy. And similarly to always looking for the gold in life is to pay no attention to the dirt in life. Do not ever watch the constant negative news. What everybody else is doing on planet Earth is none of your business. Life is a game. Remember, it is not a war. Life is not a conflict. Life is not a drama. Life is not a trauma. Life has only become a big, giant soap opera because of the futile, ineffectual, and impossible premise that humans live by every day, which is they try to control conditions to be happy. They try to get the money. They try to get the relationship. They try to control other people. They try to control politics. They try to control nationalities, religion, spirituality, etc., in order to be happy. Nay, no, yet. Get happy first, and then everything that you want that makes you happy will attract. You'll attract them to you. And of course, life looks like a constant conflict for most people when you live by that perspective of needing things and needing things to change in order for you to be happy, because there are way too many people and way too many conditions to try to control for little old you and to change so that you can finally be happy. And that way of, quote, living, unquote, is a continual unhappy codependent drama because no one wants your judgments and your condemnation and your prejudice and your rejection because they're not acting in ways that you want them to, you believe they should act so that you can be happy. And no one likes your orders and commands and pressure that it is their job to change so that you can be happy. There's nothing wrong with anyone. Everyone is perfect just how they are if you just get your nose out of their business and let them be however they are. Just let them be how they are, and it's not their, and remember, it's not their job to change so that you can be happy or so that you can be more prosperous, or so that you can feel more safer, or so that you can feel loved, etc. It's no one's job to make you happy. It's no one's job to make you happy. It's no one's job to make you feel loved. It's no one's job to make you feel prosperous. So again, it's not anyone's job to make you happy. It's your job to make you happy. And until you realize that, your life will be one big soap opera with one drama after another as you, quote, live, unquote, your life, judging and condemning everyone that won't act like you want them to be and do what you want them to do so that you can finally be happy. So, if you're sick and tired of trying to control everyone around you so that you can be happy, and it sounds a hell of a lot, a heaven a lot more easier to just be happy regardless of what everyone else is doing, then perhaps that is a much more fun game to play. And I can assure you that it is. That's how I live my life. I do not rely upon anyone to be the source of my happiness. There is nothing more empowering than being in direct control of your own happiness, because that's all you want in the first place, is to be happy. The only reason you want anything is to be happy. The only reason you want the money, the relationships, the fame, etc., is to be happy. The only reason you want others to be different is so you'll be happy. So why not just be happy regardless of what others are doing and cut out the middleman? The only reason you want the love or affection or attention or sex or money or health or freedom or adventure or travel, etc., is to be happy. So why not cut out the middleman and just be happy regardless if you have what you want or not? And you might be thinking, well, Kyron, that seems logical, but how do I get the stuff? How do I get the honey in my bed? And how do I get the money in my bank? Or how do I get the money under my mattress? The answer is the same way. Get happy first, then the goodies and the monies and the honeys will come to you. In fact, they have to come to you because they are a vibrational match to your joyful, playful adventure perspective. They're a match, a vibrational match to your happiness. And when you're happy, whatever makes you happy has to come to you. You want the goodies and you want the honeys and you want the monies to feel good. So if you feel good, even though you don't have them yet, then they have to come to you because the law of attraction will naturally bring to you everything that matches the vibration of what you want, because what you want makes you happy, and having what you want makes you happy. And because you're happy anyway, everything that you want that makes you happy must come to you. That is how the process of creation and attraction works. So, are you ready to make life a fun game? Are you ready to make life an absolute joyful, fun adventure? If you start turning every single aspect of life on planet Earth into one big adventurous game, then you're going to have a really fun and abundant and healthy and wealthy time and a absolutely abundant and joyful and adventurous and fun and exciting life. And life, your life will be filled with all the fun things you desire. You will have the amazing relationships. You'll have the amazing wealth and the riches you desire. You'll have the health and vitality and youth that you desire. And you'll have the immense freedom you desire, because they must and will come to you naturally and easily. And they have to, because they are the same vibration as your joy. Now, I hope you got something from that playful guidance. And if you did, please share it with your friends so that they can also make life a joyful adventure and make their dreams come true. And if it is your true desire to make your life a fun game and a joyful adventure, then I want to hear from you, because I'm always on the lookout for like-minded fun playmates. So if you want to come out and play with me, who wants to play? Do you want to play? Then contact me at ilovefreedom.info and let me show you free of charge how to make your life a non-stop joyful adventure and make everything in life, every single day, a fun game. That's ilovefreedom.info. I look forward to meeting you. I look forward to playing with you. I look forward to going on adventures with you. And together we can make this planet and our lives one big holiday after another. So thanks for watching this video or listening to this podcast. If you got something from them, please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at zakiron.com for more self-empowering articles, books, audios, products, and goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality and help you manifest all your dreams and desires in your physical reality, because that's why you're here on Earth. Thanks again for watching this video. Listen to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and love and excitement and fun and play on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday.